You are the most wonderful person in the world. Did you know that? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capel, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. You're the most wonderful person in the world. And if you don't know it, nobody else is going to know it, because you always act exactly like you feel. And if you feel that you're the most wonderful person in the world, you will be that. If you feel that you're a grouch and a miserable jerk, you'll be that, no matter what it is. And if somebody comes along and says, "You look terrible," you say to them, "Oh, you are so beautiful. When I look at you, I don't feel terrible anymore. I just feel wonderful." And all of a sudden, they don't see you as terrible anymore, because they see you like you see yourself, like you see them. And it's all a matter of starting right in your own heart, starting right inside of you, starting right inside of your thought, your attitude about yourself, and all the difference in the world happens then. Because all the world begins to look beautiful and glorious. I looked at a picture this morning. It was a dog. And the dog was on the porch, the deck of his house. And there was his food bowl. And he was sitting there like a very wise dog. And who should be eating out of his food bowl but a skunk? And he certainly showed a great deal of wisdom just letting the skunk eat. And the skunk wasn't doing anything except eating up his food. And there's always more food to come, he knew that. But the thing is, so if he could give his breakfast to a skunk, how lovely. What a wonderful thing. Now, did he know the skunk could spray him and give him a very distasteful taste or smell for a long time? Or did he just want to be a neighborly guy? Now, that we'll never know, but we do know that he allowed the skunk to eat from his food bowl patiently, lovingly, gently, and nothing happened to him to make him be unhappy. We are like that too. We think, oh, that's our food, that's our toys, that's our clothes, that belongs to us. Nobody should touch that except us. And so somebody comes along or something comes along and invades our territory, and we feel, oh, we've got a right to stop them. And then, if we have the wisdom of that puppy dog, he just sort of sat back and he said, "Mr. Skunk, be my guest. I really have never met you before, and I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you're here, but you're an animal just like I am, and it looks like you're enjoying my breakfast, so you go right ahead and enjoy it." Now, do you think that the dog was thinking that? He certainly was. He had the right attitude about everything. And he also knew that it was a nice thing to do. Maybe he was a very loving dog brought up in a loving home where everyone shared, where it was not unusual for to share a tidbit from the table or for the kids to share things with him. And so when the skunk came along, that was not unusual. Now, how about you and me? Do we have skunks coming along in our lives sometimes and they wanted to have some of our goodies, and we object at first thinking, "No, that's ours, that belongs to me, that's mine." And then we mellow and we say, "Oh, heck, if I don't get my lunch, big deal. And if that fellow really needs my lunch and really enjoys it, you know, it's kind of nice to have a guest for dinner once in a while, even on my porch here." And the dog looks at the skunk and he says, "You're kind of a neat-looking guy. You have a very colorful coat, black there and white stripe on you. You look just gorgeous. What's your name?" And the skunk doesn't even stop eating. He just keeps gobbling away. And the dog says, "You know, my name is Rex." And the skunk looks at him and says, "Rex? Well, that's a good name." And the dog says, "Oh, you can speak." And the skunk says, "Of course I can speak. You know that. Otherwise you wouldn't have spoken to me if you didn't think I could speak. Well, you're welcome to have my breakfast anytime you want. You just come by anytime. Because I'm a little fatter than I need to be. I get more food than I really need to have, but I'm always happy to share." And the skunk says, "You're crazy." And the dog says, "No, I'm not. I'm just a big, lovable puppy." And the skunk says, "Well, be careful. Don't upset me, because I do nasty things when I'm upset." And the dog says, "You do not. You are a lovable guy. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here in my house, and you wouldn't be on my deck." Now, Lunchtime is at noon, so if you come by at noon, maybe we can share some lunch. I'll see if my mistress will bring out a little more lunch, and that way we can have something together. Would you like that? And Skunk says, well, I don't know. Well, could we both eat out of the same bowl? Well, I don't know. I'm not used to sharing my food. I just go for it and eat it. Well, I tell you, Mr. Skunk, I have the attitude that if I love everybody in my world, they'll love me. And Mr. Skunk, I love you. Oh, you're crazy. But I do. I love you. Well, nobody loves a skunk. But I love you. Well, what's the matter? You got something wrong with you? No, I'm just a lovable guy. Well, it's a new experience for me, said the skunk. And the dog says, well, I do this all the time. I love everybody, and I have the most lovable world, and everybody wants to pet me, and everybody wants to love me, and everybody wants to hug me, and everybody wants to feed me and give me good stuff. And you know, Mr. Skunk, you ought to try that sometime. Well, I don't know. I got a reputation. Well, sometimes we can change our reputation by changing our attitude about ourselves. And if we are a cuddly, snuggly guy, the world will cuddly, snuggly us. And I think that's a good way to be, don't you? You know, my mistress keeps telling me, love and you'll be loved. Love and you'll be loved. You know, I think that's a good idea, don't you? And the skunk looked at the dog and said, well, for starter, I like your breakfast. Thank you very much. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to your desire, dial 1-866-650-5111. And each person who answers the phone is in our corporate office and is a practitioner. 1-866-650-5111. And tell the practitioner that you'd like to have a bowl of food. You'd like to have friendliness. You'd like to have love. You'd like to change your attitude about life. And you know what the practitioner will say to you? I bet you were listening to the skunk meditation, weren't you? And you say, yes, it was. And the practitioner will say, well, it works. Just change your attitude, and everything in your world will be exactly what your new attitude is. And if your new attitude is health and wealth and happiness and harmony and peace and joy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, go for it. We're here for you at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.